you got to be careful what you say, especially to your kids, especially when it's something that a lot of other people say, especially when it sounds like it makes a whole lot of sense, but if you look at it, it is absolutely riddled with self-put-down. Our society, because we are mass media, has the ability to take a phrase. For example, if I hear one more time, well, at the end of the day, everybody in the world is using at the end of the day. Why? Because by osmosis, we have taken it in. Or you homeschoolers, what about their socialization? Or if you're too strict, they're going to rebel. You know, there's so many cliches out there. Cliche of the day. And we parents get caught up in saying a lot of these same things, but there's one that's particularly dangerous. Because it redounds to us. It bounces back on us. I'll tell you, my daughter and I butt heads. You know why? Because we're too much alike, that's why. Oh, my son, he gives me fits. He gives me fits. He's just too much like me. Now, that is a jarring statement. That is something that as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you should be thinking, maybe I shouldn't have said that. That was kind of dumb. Let's look at really what it says. One, I don't get along with this kid. Why? Because it's like trying to get along with me. I can't get along with him because he's difficult. Therefore, i.e., I am difficult. Is that what you're really saying? Two, he's 7, he's 9, he's 11, he's 15. And we butt heads. Why? Because he's too much like me. Well, does that mean you're kind of like a 7, a 9, 11, 15-year-old? Is that what you're saying? Three, I don't get along with this kid. Why? He's too much like me. Are you saying you don't get along with people that are like you? What do they have to be like? Do they have to be easier going than you? Sweeter than you, nicer than you, kinder than you, more negotiable than you, more tolerant than you, more friendly than you, more sweet, kind, loyal, cheerful, true blue, trustworthy? What is it about you that you don't get along with in this younger version? This is not a good thing to say. Four, are you saying that this kid brings you down to his level? That if he's going to argue and be nasty and negotiate and carry on, that he pulls you into that? In other words, you become like him when you have to discipline him? You leave the role of being parent, the mature, wise counsel and guide and teacher, and become like that child? Is that what you're saying? What if your spouse says, we don't get along because we're too much alike, my wife and I, my husband and I, we're too much alike, we don't get along. That makes no sense. All the research has essentially said that if you want to have a more fulfilling, durable marriage, someone that's like you in a lot of ways, interests, morals, values, worldview, religion, faith, child-rearing practices, financial perspective, life in general. How is it that we don't get along with somebody that's too much like us without implying that us is not easy to get along with? If I'm a sweetheart of a dad, and I don't get along with that kid because he's too much like me, am I saying my kid's a sweetheart and I can't get along with him? obviously, when you make a statement like that, you're putting yourself down a lot worse than the kid. What if the kid said, I don't get along with my mom or my dad? You know why? Because they're like an 8-year-old. We wouldn't like that. What if the kid said, my mom gets along with all my siblings a lot better than she gets along with me because she and I are really a lot alike. We're the most alike of all the siblings. Those of you who have more than your allowed 1.63 children in American culture, the more kids you have, the more you're going to have a kid that's quote-unquote like you. And I would hope that that would be the one you'd get along with best. Unless you're acknowledging that I am among the most immature of all of my children, and that's why I don't get along with this one. But if, in fact, you are, well, maybe wiser than a 7-year-old, more self-controlled than an 11-year-old, more prudential than a 15-year-old, that if, in fact, that's the case, then you should get along better with this kid because he's more mature. He's like a grown-up. Well, bottom line is, you have to be very, very careful about what you say that sounds smart, but really is a dumb, in the words of Andy Griffith, dumb thing to say.